This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
FUBAR Radio presents Dave Hill's History Fluffer.
From QED in Astoria, Queens, it's Dave Hill, History Fluffer!
But it smells like lavender, like it's like a aromatherapeutic microphone.
Oh, that sounds great.
Here, smell it. Tell me if I'm crazy.
Do you smell it?
It doesn't smell like lavender.
Let me have it. This show hasn't started, by the way. This is bonus content. Are we going to announce the show, or is it just going to start like
apparently
this? Not that it's been like a very slick opening to the show.
We stopped announcing the show about 6 months ago.
We did? How long has this been going on? Oh, look. Oh, I would have fixed my hair.
We're sending it to Dave.
We're
gonna send this to Dave's manager.
Snapchatting.
We're social. The crazy social.
We're snapping and chatting.
The media thing.
So your mic smells good.
We're ticking and talking. Yeah.
My microphone.
Could just.
Now
be.
I don't smell it.
Smell the microphone.
Now it just. No. Now.
I think it's you.
I don't know what's going on. What's it when you have a stroke? It smells like toast.
Yeah,
toast or burnt almonds. I've heard
it's toast.
That's what maybe it's happening. Is I'm having a stroke. So let's get into it. What are you doing, Jim? What are you, a teenage girl? What are you doing?
I'm trying to send.
Send a photo. Jeez.
Do you know what her number is? I don't know.
No,
what
we
her
don't.
Number
we
is.
Can't do this. No. This is.
But
you're sending a photo.
It's not good podcasting.
It's not good
because it's visual.
Just yeah. If we can paint. Do not edit this out. Know the shame that.
I'm not ashamed. I want to send to Kara, but I have Kara.
We're on stage.
Do you know which one it is? The 310.
I can't
number?
Get into this right now. Yeah. Either one.
Do you think it's the 738?
The top one. Jesus Christ.
No, that's a 6. That's her home. 646 number. She's not there.
No, that's her cell
phone. That's the 646?
Jesus Christ. Are
you
what's
sure?
wrong with you? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I feel like maybe you had a stroke. Because this is unprofessional.
I might have had.
Usually people count on me for the lack of professionalism.
All right.
But my point, I think that lavender smell was just in the room.
It smells out here, yeah.
It smells nice. Glorious.
This mic smells horrible.
Oh, okay.
Switch.
This mic smells okay.
This
mic smells like metal.
The thing is, you know, the thing with to have a successful podcast, it's good to have a niche. And I think ours could be like how different electronic equipment smells an audio equipment. Yeah.
That's a new category on the iTunes.
Yeah.
Equipment smells. Equipment sense.
It's under
equipment.
Society and culture.
It could be, yeah, just like an equipment smells and then.
We'd be like the number one show.
The subgroup.
The subgroup of equipment smells.
Then there's sporting equipment smells.
Yeah.
And, don't answer that. Don't answer. I swear to God.
She liked it. She
I
said
don't
that.
Care.
She said.
I don't
she
care.
Said. She said. Ha. She said. Okay, it went dark.
That's the.
This is my new Xmas card.
You'll edit all this out,
yeah.
Chris. Let's. This is. I'm really enraged. Thank you for coming. I'm Dave Hill. Thank you. Yes. This is the lovely and talented Jim Biederman. In this chair, Jody, the lovely and talented Jody Lennon has been gone for weeks, forever, basically.
Since the late 70s.
She's recovering from a procedure, mm-hmm. but she will be coming back.
Mm-hmm. Can I stop you right there about that?
What?
I'm starting to believe, and you and I talk to her fairly frequently.
Yeah.
Yeah. That she's not coming back.
I think she is coming
She has a job.
She's pulling our legs.
She has a job.
I think she doesn't want to hurt our feelings.
Mm-mm.
We need her back.
She's coming back.
No shit.
She's working on a television program.
She is.
We can't say what one, but it's going to be 60 minutes.
When it comes to...
We can't say what one, but it's definitely...
60 minutes.
60 minutes.
But when it comes on, you're going to know.
Is 60 minutes still on?
Mm-hmm.
Because I watch it every week.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
They got a whole new... It's a whole new...
Do they still have the clock?
Don't.
Andy Rooney?
Don't fuck with their
phone. Do they have Andy Rooney?
No, he died.
This is how I find out?
By the way, I used to do a show across the street from 60 Minutes studio on West 57th Street.
Oh, the CBS Studios there?
CBS Studios.
Over there on 57th.
Yeah, the one on 57th.
Yeah.
CBS Studios.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And so there was a studio across the street from them.
Okay.
Not well known. And I saw Andy Rooney drive his black SUV up to the front of CBS Studios and then just in the middle of the road got out and left the engine running and the door open and then walked into studio.
That's a power move.
Or he's crazy, like he's like senile.
Well, you don't.
I'm just gonna leave my car here.
You got to take the bad with the good. You don't get the. That was my Andy.
That's good.
Rooney impression.
Sounds just like him.
Did you pick up on that?
I think you want to do.
Did you ever wonder? Well, we only have an hour for this show, so I couldn't.
It's true.
I couldn't do.
Is Andy Rooney related to Mickey Rooney?
No.
No, but their names are the same. That's very good. That's a good way to introduce you. And
do you ever wonder about Mickey Rooney's name?
Do you think it's? But once again, jumping into the breach is the lovely and talented Chris Gerstner.
Yes.
Yes.
Shall we start the show?
Yeah. Let's start the show. They've put up with enough.
They did. This is History Fluffer with Dave Hill. Now,
and Jim Biederman.
And
Chris Gersbeck. Who is filling in for Jody Lennon, who will be coming back. She promised me.
Okay. Now, you have had an amazing life. You're one of these people who seems...
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're one of these people who seems to be at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
You're always at that nexus of art and commerce.
Yeah.
Of music, like musical moments and movements.
Pop culture history.
History in general, like planet Earth.
Right. Sure. Well, we're stuff. All kind of... I think we're all kind of on that.
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, I'm more sort of, in the eye of the storm.
I get it.
You know?
No.
I mean, we'll keep going.
So, for instance, we found out you were the sixth member of the Eagles, which...
Oh, well, that's a very funny story, actually. Because the joke was always that I was the seventh member of the Eagles, because as everyone knows, the sixth member was cocaine. And that joke never gets old.
Never gets old. It's always funny, every time.
Despite the cease and desist from Don Henley's legal team.
Don Henley's legal team sent you a cease and desist?
Oh, daily. Daily.
He's litigious.
Yeah, but it's from a Hotmail email address. So I have my doubts.
D. Henley.
D. Henley.
At.
D. Henley Long Run at Hotmail.
Might not be him. May not be this.
I don't know. They said it, that it was his lawyers.
We also found out that you were one of the founding members of CBGBs.
This is true.
Wasn't exactly... Didn't turn out exactly as you had originally envisioned.
I had originally hoped that it would be a casual dining, family-friendly restaurant
and
people on the go, right. Snacker teasers, basically fun shareables.
What's a shareable?
Shareables are, you know, when you're getting a group of friends together,
mm-hmm.
watch the game or whatever, mm-hmm. the big game, mm-hmm. get some shareables.
Yeah, I'm assuming you share.
Shareables. Okay, let me break down for you. Right. Wings, waffle fries, little sliders. Mm-hmm.
Jalapeno poppers.
Jalapeno poppers. That's a good one. Yeah. Our jalapeno.
Can I say this? I like that you know the category, but not the specifics in the. So it's a shareable, but you don't have the list.
Me?
Yeah. He just took his jalapeno popper thing.
I just
named.
You
said that's a good one.
Well, I didn't say that we had jalapeno poppers at.
Oh, you're saying that if you had.
I was waiting for him to say jalapeno poppers. Are they related to John Popper, the lead singer?
Do you ever wonder about blues travel? Okay, so we also found out you were. that you walked Andy Warhol's dog, but
yes.
Also. The neighbor of David Berkowitz, Son of Sam murderer.
Yeah. That's a real hindsight 2020
uh-huh.
type thing. Mm-hmm.
You didn't know.
Haunts me to this day.
You had no idea.
No idea. I mean, sure, there was blood everywhere, and he mm-hmm. would always be like, gonna go out to murder someone, BRB. but never BRB. Put two and two together.
Wow.
That's not amazing. At once.
Tonight's show, though,
yeah,
is really, some may call it a stretch. Like me, I would call it a stretch.
Yeah, well,
because
yeah.
When we
well,
were,
don't you always?
I do always call it a stretch, but it's utterly fascinating. And by the way, I'm not going to give away to. I'm a big fan of where it ends up. I'm
gonna leave yeah. Little, well, let's yeah, just to hint. It sounds
yeah.
like they may be next door. Did you hear that?
Who is next Can door, it, by
what
the way?
What is that?
It's like a gym, like a training
oh.
yoga. They do dance classes there.
Yeah.
That way?
Yeah.
First of all, boo.
Oh, what? Which
I'm anti aspect? Any exercise.
No, what they've done for my abs.
That's true.
Yeah, incredible.
You have like 16 abs.
Abs for days. Actually, it's funny. Abs for day, apps for days was one of the listings on this original CBGB's menu.
Apps for days.
Apps for days.
Apps
what,
for
is
days.
It, what is it? What is oh apps for days?
Yeah, I mean that was
appetizers.
Jalapeno poppers,
right.
Wings,
right.
Now
that you've completely
waffle fries, Cajun fries, curly
cover.
Fries, curly Cajun fries, uh-huh. Mozzarella sticks, apps. Yeah.
Apps for days.
It I does. Thought you were going to ask whether mozzarella sticks were related to the rock group
Sticks. I'm going to keep. I wasn't in that.
You do have that look in your eye of like,
yeah, like, yeah
I'm
the
waiting,
wheels are
I'm
going to
wait for. I'm gonna,
when do I strike?
Right.
When do I hit him with another one?
Yeah. So you take us back to. You said something about you being in the military.
I want to take you back. Mm-hmm. To the Korean War.
Okay.
Right?
Right, sure.
So this is, I'm shipped off. I'm working.
You were drafted into the war?
Yeah, the Korean one. I was actually working accounts payable. Receivable. I always get confused about this,
which would
I think
probably get
why
you.
They were so willing to let me go.
Right, because if you're waiting to get paid,
if you are in accounts receivable and
right.
you send out the check
right.
instead of the invoice,
womp womp.
Yeah, that's anyway. The long and short of it, Uncle Sam calls.
Literally?
No, I mean, it's just Uncle Sam, was he related to Son of Sam?
Do you ever wonder if Son of Sam was related to Uncle Sam? I'm going to leave my car right here.
Oh, boy.
Middle of the street.
Oh,
so
boy.
Uncle Sam calls. You've been
my number
you've been
comes
discharged
up.
From the accounts payable.
Well, I just, yeah. They so I get shipped off Korean War, the year I get shipped off to Switzerland.
Why?
I thought it was strange too. What
yeah.
the year was would have been
52, 51.
Okay, now this is confusing now because this
that?
I that That's you're sure the Korean War
Korean
was
War
then?
Was, 1950 to 53, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, this is awkward because the war that I was in would have been in the late 60s.
Oh,
so I think you're getting.
You're talking about the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
Okay, this is starting to sound familiar
okay,
to me.
Okay, so
yeah.
Let's backtrack a little bit. So you got shipped off to Switzerland to fight in the Vietnam War.
Yeah, it was a weird... I mean, the whole thing with the... Do you know about the Vietnam War?
A little bit.
Okay, so what do you know?
A little bit. Do you know anything about the Vietnam War?
It took place in Vietnam.
Yeah, oh, that's one.
Well, not the battle I fought was in Switzerland. Well, I was stationed there. I was in. Do you know what ballistics are?
Like bullets and things like that, or
you're simplifying a bit, but yeah, basically bullets and explodey things.
Knives.
No, that would be projectiles.
Oh,
different division.
Okay. So you're in the ballistics division.
Ballistics.
Right. What are you doing in ballistics?
Oh, gosh. It would be much easier if you asked me what I wasn't doing
okay,
in ballistics.
What weren't you doing?
To answer it, oh, my God. I was just doing, I did ballistics. Do you know what animatronics are? Yeah.
They're robots.
Okay, you're simplifying a little bit. Did you guys just say robots in unison?
We did, yeah.
Well.
Okay. So basically, ballistics. When you test out a ballistic, which is a single ballistic, when you get a grab,
right.
It's just one ballistic.
Ballistic.
You don't want to put your men out there.
Oh, because they might get shot.
Right,
well, that makes sense.
You want to get an animatronic chimp or a...
Why does it have to be an animal?
It could have been anything.
It's more fun. It's just, more fun? A fake man shooting?
So wait, you put an animatronic chimp...
It doesn't have to be.
I'm sorry, it's kind of horrible. I mean, the animatronic
it's
chimp
fake,
is, a,
though. It's,
is
it's
out there and you just shoot it.
It's animatronic chimp. There's an animatronic a banjo playing tiger.
Why are they playing instruments?
Harder to shoot because it's a distraction. You think, banjo?
Like,
and if you wait, if you're in battle and you're wait a minute, is that tiger playing a banjo or is that
boom? You're dead.
Is that you're dead? Yeah,
it's kind of like
you hesitate,
right?
Like when Elmer Fudd would make like the girl Bugs Bunny to like distract him. It was like that.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
The Art of War by Elmer Fudd.
That's exactly the sort of thing I'm talking about. Yeah. So you would get
Wait.
You would get a hippo in a helmet that was way too small. These are the things.
Like a pith helmet?
Just a little pith helmet that was weight couldn't possibly
that's
cover
funny.
His head.
That's funny. Because hippos are so big and the head's so small.
Yeah,
does it have a chin strap?
Oh, my gosh. That thing was stretched to its limit.
That's hilarious.
So I did that.
So you'd shoot that thing.
Yeah, or you would do, there would be a giraffe and the and he would sort of move his neck and they could go... Totally out of the way, or move his legs.
Like the Matrix or something.
Yeah, yeah. Never, you couldn't shoot. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right.
So I think
feel. Okay, so I want to get this straight. So you're working in ballistics division.
In animatronics.
In the animatronic division of the division of
that's
ballistics.
That's right. Catering.
Catering.
You make ballistics all day and animatronics all day.
Yeah,
you're going to get hungry.
Yeah, yeah. So you would do catering. What would you feed?
Do you know what a jalapeno popper is?
I do. Yeah.
Snacker teasers, essentially, and shareables.
Yeah. Shareables.
Because we had troops.
Right.
So we had.
So they come into the mess hall, and you'd serve them
wings. We would do waffle fries. We would do curly fries. We'd do Cajun fries. We did curly Cajun fries. We did Cajun waffle fries. We did jalapeno poppers.
Keep going.
Oatmeal.
You know, I mean, people laugh, but I think if I ever after I've had a couple jalapeno pepper poppers. Oatmeal.
Cool off with some oatmeal.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's
good
exactly.
for the stomach.
Right. It's good for your stomach.
Yeah.
Because an army travels on its stomach.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
So you're making, at night you're a caterer. In the daytime, you're working on animatronics. Now, what would you call them? Target practice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So target practice where you'd have like a dancing chimp and tiger playing banjo.
He wasn't dancing so much. He was just sort of scampering about to and fro.
So he's like a chimp-like.
It wasn't like a rhythmic thing. It was of a...
Curious.
Because when you have animatronics dancing,
mm-hmm.
after a while you can get into the timing and the rhythm of that, and it's much easier. But the enemy doesn't dance in a rhythmic manner. They more scamper about. Mm-hmm. Do you follow me?
Would they actually be playing music while they're out there, or is it just...
Oh, yeah. We would do a lot of sort of, you know, sort of... you know, sort of like yeah, but it would be banjo and like a joke,
jug band.
Yeah. That's what I meant, sort of jug band.
Okay, so it's like a jamboree jug band playing Ride of the Valkyries. Forgive me for being confused.
Yeah,
but you would, I guess, position this animatronic jamboree jug band playing Ride of the Valkyries or Night on Bald Mountain, something like that.
Mm-hmm. What one?
Night on Bald Mountain.
Oh, yeah, we did that one.
Yeah. So it'd be out in the jungles of Vietnam or Switzerland.
No, this is in Switzerland.
In Switzerland.
Where I was stationed.
Right. Can I ask what, like, was I never knew we had a base in Switzerland.
A lot of people didn't know.
Right.
I mean, I would argue even the United States Army didn't know.
This is a top secret operation.
It was so secret. And the thing about... What's the thing that you always hear said about the Vietnam War? That you can't... That it's a war. You couldn't see the enemy.
You didn't know
who you were fighting.
That's right.
Right?
Am I getting that right? Yeah. You didn't know who the enemy was.
You didn't know who the enemy was.
Yeah, you couldn't see who they were.
So, and this is what they're saying in Vietnam.
Right, right.
So imagine how much harder it was in Switzerland.
Right. Because you're
like, see the enemy.
I'm going to guess like 6,000 or 7,000 miles away.
Oh, so far away. It was like nowhere.
Could you possibly see the enemy?
It was like impossible.
Right.
Yeah.
And even up on a hill or a mountain like in Switzerland, it's still too far.
You'd give you all day. Look, yeah. All day long. You still can't see them.
Yeah. Why is that important?
It was just the reality of and you know.
So it was a thing you guys would say we're so secret. This is a secret U.S. base in Switzerland.
Yeah.
It's so secret the army doesn't even know about it.
I was the only one stationed there.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was lonely.
So you're just left to your own devices in this base.
Were you alone? Were you lonely?
I was terribly lonely.
Maybe that's why you built the animatronics.
You know, it's been speculated. That's why I did.
I mean,
another thing I had was a volleyball that I had. I was making an adjustment on the hippo, and I cut my hand horribly.
The hippo. Wait. Sorry. You were making an adjustment, like tightening up one of the gears.
Yeah, because the helmet kept falling off.
What part of the helmet cut your hand open?
The helmety part.
Because
it was like a metal, like a pith helmet type thing.
Like a
little
point at the end.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. And because the animatronic of the hippo, and the listener can't see this, but the joke, the gag was always that the hippo could never. Like,
repositioning it.
Yeah.
Right.
Now with the same, what do you get?
I like that your animatronic band, jug jamboree band, that's really built to kind of freak out the enemy, right? Actually, also had a comic element to it. Like, I mean, that's detail. That's detail. Like, it's like, you know, we could just send the animatronic band out into the field and fake out the, and then kill the enemy. And we can also have them do little tiny inside jokes.
It's it's universally funny.
Yeah,
if
it's true.
If you like that, you're going to love this next bit.
What's
because
the next bit?
What's this? Follow this motion. I'm adjusting my helmet.
Uh-huh.
The hippo, every fourth song would do a hula dance. Same gesture.
Oh, I get it. That's funny.
Just sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
You had to, when you're stationed by yourself during the Vietnam War. Anyway, long story short, I get furloughed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But it's,
do you know what furlough means, Chris?
I don't.
Is that a dishonorable discharge? Is that you're just told to go home?
Well, there was a dishonorable aspect to it, but they did not catch that.
What was that?
It was a sight gag that I used to do with.
Sight gags always get you into something.
Well, always terrible luck.
Yeah, but fortunately, I don't want to get into it, but it was not an issue.
This was not the reason you were furloughed. Means you get sent home, right?
In most cases.
In your case,
I was sent on an all-inclusive yeah. Ski trip.
I think
to
you just branded something brand new.
Exclusive all-inclusive. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the name of my my nightclub.
Can I tell you something? That's a horrible name for a nightclub. Yeah. It feels like it's trying too hard.
It is exclusive. Well,
it feels
it's
like
sort of a
I want to go there.
Contradictory to exclusive all inclusive.
Right.
It's just a bad business model.
If you come up to the door, the doorman's going to let you go in.
Get in here.
Get in here.
Anyone gets in.
Yeah. It's exclusive. Inclusive.
No, it was an all inclusive ski package. That I got.
Wait, so you furloughed to a vacation?
Yes.
In an all-inclusive
ski
package in Switzerland?
In Switzerland.
Wow.
Yeah,
so you must be like a really good skier.
No.
Not like at all.
But
you
must
have been like a beginner, right?
By the end of it, yeah.
Oh, really? Wow. So you're really bad.
So bad. I couldn't even get. Do you know what grit is?
Well, it could be one of two things. One is, of course, the adjective, right? Or the America's Hometown newspaper.
The latter.
Okay.
The latter.
Yeah, I do that. I do know. I don't know the adjective.
I sold subscriptions to Grit.
Right.
And with them, you know, you could. Do you know what Grit is?
Yeah. Just from this podcast, though.
Oh, but you've since
it's similar to the Vietnam War. It's very similar to the Vietnam War.
Yeah, it's very similar in that you don't. When you're selling grit, you don't know who your customers are. Except they're your next door neighbors and stuff, generally.
So you're riding around, little Davey Hill is riding around his little banana bike banana seat bicycle, just heaving, throwing true grits at the neighbor's front door.
Not in Switzerland. That was years
earlier. When you were younger.
Well, but my point is, do you know, with Grit Magazine, you've got grit points. You can get a tent. You can get a canoe. Uh-huh. You can get.
Can you get a scooter?
Get a scooter.
A pair of skis.
You can get skis.
There
you can
go.
Get cigarettes. You can get.
Whoa! They're giving cigarettes.
This was a different time. Yeah.
A 10-year-old kid on
you would
bike
get in
smoking
the carton
cigarettes.
Cigarettes. Yeah.
Like, get your grits.
Yeah.
That's
terrible. Exactly right.
It was a different time.
Anyway,
so you got a pair of skis.
I got a pair of skis, and since I was estranged from my family at this point in my life.
I can only imagine why.
The skis finally came.
They just said, send Dave his shit.
Sent them to Switzerland.
Right.
So I opted for, I had nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. I went on a ski trip.
Mm-hmm. All-inclusive ski trip.
So
what do you get with an all-inclusive?
I'm glad you asked. You get a continental breakfast.
Which is
a buffet with scrambled eggs. Nice. They did like bacon, turkey sausage.
What else you got? You got obviously ski tickets.
Build your own burrito bar.
You're still back there. Okay.
Soup and salad.
That's lunch, right?
Yeah.
What about dinner?
Dinner would be lobster, surf and turf, basically.
Do you have you get free drinks and stuff like that?
All inclusive.
All inclusive. Everything.
Yeah.
Anything you could possibly want.
Yeah.
And so your ski lifts and all the tickets.
Everything.
All the,
yeah. It's all inclusive.
But you're not a good skier. So what's going on?
Some say the worst. I get in horrible, horrible accidents.
Kind of. This is like, when was it going to happen? Not if it was going to happen.
Yeah. No. It was like literally the first time I tried skiing.
So you go up the thing. You're going up, up. This is the Alps. Probably the most dangerous ski.
The best, most adorable ski outfit on. I have.
What were you wearing?
The pants. Mm. They're sort of these like overall type things. What are the ski pants? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. The shoulder, you know. With yeah. It. And I have like a Fair Isle sweater that I'm wearing over that. Uh-huh. I remember coming out of that, I have a turtleneck. Mm-hmm. And I had goggles and basically ski equipment.
You get ski outfit.
Yeah, they're really great.
So you go up the chairlift. You get off the chairlift. You're looking down probably a pretty steep.
Yeah.
Right.
You couldn't. Now I'm hearing out loud, I think it may have been a cliff. Yeah.
So you ski off a cliff. You're not even a beginner skier.
I literally never skied.
Terrible accident.
The worst accident. But I'm there. Yeah.
They find you.
Well, they didn't find me.
Who did?
Saint Bernard.
A dog.
Yeah. Give the Saint Bernard a hand. Yeah. And it saved your life. At first, I'm thinking, oh my God, PTSD, because among the, you know, during the Vietnam War,
sure,
I had made actually an animatronic Saint Bernard.
She thought that was. Dog.
I thought that's what it was, but it was an actual Saint Bernard, right?
Well, you're also banged up pretty bad, so you probably don't know.
Oh, I'm out of my mind, yeah. Right.
So this,
because this is pre when you would wear helmets for skiing. You know what I mean? Pre-helmet.
Sure.
Pre-helmet era. Pre-helmet. That's when it happened.
So you're at the bottom of a cliff, Saint Bernard, you're banged up pretty bad.
Could not have been banged up worse.
Saint Bernard comes over to rescue you. You think it's one of your animatronic
dogs. But then he has like the barrel around his neck, right?
Which you never built?
Mine didn't come.
Oh, so you know right away this must be real.
There was an animatronic hobo that I made that had like a giant that wore a barrel as part of like his outfit.
Around him?
Human hobo.
Like it was his clothes.
Yeah, yeah. And he would always be like, I lost everything. Yeah. Yeah. It was funny every time.
That's really funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Because he doesn't have any clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just wearing the barrel.
Yeah, just the barrel.
That's fine. So I lost everything.
Yeah. 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 It was great.
Would you shoot him too, or was he? You'd shoot him too.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. Good. But it
I guess like cruelty is the point of this. Is yeah.
Animals, hobos.
It is war, and you want to get amazing.
Yeah, it was really. But you know, you make your own fun. It was one of those.
So the dog comes and rescues you. He's got the little tiny wood barrel under his neck, which is what filled with booze. What's in there?
It's filled. Yeah, it's got booze in there.
Wow, what kind, like vodka or what is it?
Do you know what Goldschlager is?
Really, that's what they have in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Good Lord.
Goldschlager.
So you've had like a terrible ski accident. The dog brings you Goldschlager, and then it's meant to make you vomit? I'm not sure what's.
It's supposed to like, well, Goldschlager, they said like it has actual gold in it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it's like sort of a cinnamony.
The gold is
it's
cinnamon.
The drinking
gold tastes cinnamon. Yeah.
Of kings. But what they said, the reason Goldschlager is the gold, the shards of gold that were in every bottle of Goldschlager would cut the inside of your throat. Enabling the alcohol to enter your bloodstream faster. So by the time, you know, if you were to down a whole bottle of this stuff, you would be very drunk.
Right. And apparently your throat would be cut internally.
Yeah. You would be bleeding.
Right.
Now,
but you're so drunk.
Keep in mind, I had already suffered a horrible skiing accident. So I was already bleeding profusely.
Right, right.
Anyway, I don't know if this is true about the Goldschlager, but the long story short.
There goes that sponsorship.
Did we have them on the hook?
We did. We had it on our list. So the dog comes in with the Goldschlager in the in its barrel.
Yeah.
You're messed up pretty bad.
Oh.
What happened?
Not good.
So the army probably doesn't want you back.
Well, they, you know, they're saving me, the ski people and the safety, right. You know.
Did you almost start crying?
It's just hard to
did you know,
re-
did you, the ski people?
You know, the people that saved my life out on those slopes. Well, the dog first.
Sure.
The dog comes first. He finds me. I'm a mess. I'm even more a mess after I finish all that gold slugger.
How many have you had?
I drank a whole several bottles because there was like three or four St. Bernards.
Oh, you didn't mention that earlier.
No.
So one comes over, you drink all his Goldschlager,
and
another
then
one,
the next
another
one comes over, I drink all his Goldschlager. Yeah. It's one after the other.
I mean, you're in a bad way, so I can understand why you would do something as stupid as that. So.
My whole life is flashing before my eyes, really, honestly.
Right. And your whole life is basically just made of St. Bernards.
At this point in my life, yeah.
Right.
So they're like, do you know where you are right now? I say, Sweden. Right?
No, you're in Switzerland.
Well, I know, but I've had a head injury, and I'm hammered.
Oh, so you think you're hammered, and you had a head injury, and you're thinking it's kind of like a weird amnesia where the only thing you remember is
Sweden.
Sweden. So I say, what's your name?
Sweden.
Oh my God, where are you? Do you know where
Sweden.
You?
Sweden.
Do you know what year it is?
1967. Sweden. Yeah.
So,
essentially.
So they don't tell me you didn't have any ID on you.
No, I left it back at the room.
So they don't know who you are. All they know is there's some guy from Sweden.
Yeah, because they're like, where are you from, Sweden?
Right.
All they can do is their due diligence. They send me to Sweden. Now, by this point...
And the Swiss are really known for this stuff. So they really... They go deep dive.
So you just keep saying Sweden, and they're like, well, they just obviously, he's from
all
Sweden.
All it took, yeah.
He must be from Sweden.
Yeah.
That's where he's from. He keeps saying it.
Yeah,
it makes sense. No. So they send you to Sweden.
The energy
they
couldn't.
Ship you off to Sweden.
They ship me off to Sweden.
All right.
So, mm-hmm. It's Sweden, early 70s, right?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Oh.
What? Any guesses?
ABBA.
Some people said ABBA. Some people said ABBA.
Which one's right?
I'm here to say both of you are wrong.
Yeah.
Because
originally,
the group was known as DABBA.
DABBA.
Yeah.
Well, no, because ABBA stands for
Dave.
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 Every Ani. Letter was one of our names.
So Dave.
Yeah. Dave.
Dave and then Ani or Annie.
Probably. Sure.
Benny, I think.
Bjorn.
Benny. Bjorn. And then Agnes.
You tell me. Probably.
You were in the band. It was your band.
It was. Now I'm glad to hear you say it. It was my band.
Your name comes first. DABBA. That's. Yeah. I never knew this.
No. Well.
What kind of music was DABBA playing at the time?
It was. Why don't you? I guess what would be known as like sort of dancey pop music. That wasn't originally what...
That's the most vague description.
Well, they did. They were doing this sort of like noticing-based kind of song.
Yeah.
But I was let's take it.
What would that be? Kind of country? Is that
sort of like, yeah, Mo Santana. Yeah. And I was like, let's take this in a different direction, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm.
So they're doing kind of like American folklore... Country kind of stuff, daddy sang bass, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, which made no sense to me.
No, they're in Sweden.
We're in Sweden.
Right.
So, first of all, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
So it's DABBA, right?
DABBA, yeah.
Yeah. And then, here's the whole thing. What a lot of people don't, well, probably a lot of people know this actually, is the group was made up of me. That's the part a lot of people don't know.
DABBA, Dave.
The other people, the ABBA part,
mm-hmm.
was two married couples.
Yeah, that's right. They were, I don't know which one was married to who, but Benny was married to Agnes or whatever.
One of the other ones, yeah. Sure.
And then Bjorn was married to what's her name?
Mm-hmm. Don't tell me you got involved with one of them.
Well, hang on. To be fair, Chris, it's the 70s, right?
It's Yeah.
And it's not only the 70s, it's Sweden, right? Yeah.
These people made a fist puppet out of me.
Oh, my God. So, well, I have a question, though. So, you're now, like, you had this head injury. You fall off the cliff. You ski off the cliff. You cut your throat open on all that Goldschlager. You mm-hmm. get shipped off to Sweden because you had this weird amnesia where the only thing you remember was Sweden. You get there. You start a band called Dabba, which is your
name.
Dave,
yeah.
Ani, Benny, Bjorn. And but what's amazing is you've retained your musical skills.
To this day.
Yeah, I'm saying. But even at that time, even while you're being used as a sex toy by, I'm assuming, all of them.
Don't even get me started. Yeah.
Did you regain your speech by this point?
Or my speech? Yeah.
Okay, so you weren't just saying Sweden over and over.
No. Gradually.
That's a good question.
Added. It is a very good question.
So what would be the second word that you learned?
Waterloo.
Waterloo. Why? As in Napoleon's Waterloo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Third word. What's your third word? Sweden. Waterloo. Fernando? Would it have been Fernando?
I struggled with, the word was... I struggled, and that.
So you had like a speech impediment almost. So you'd be like they'd say, well, why don't we try this? You could be
take a chance, yeah. And they're always writing everything down. The other four,
Benny and Bjorn.
Yeah, and they would always sneak off. I would say these things is that Waterloo, take a chance, tongue.
I mean, you sound like you're insane, quite honestly. And just if you did it just
no,
like that.
No, they would be, they'd
write it
they,
down.
They would, what do we know about couples, right? What do they love more than anything? Couples dinners.
Is that true? I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
You guys are married, right? Mm-hmm. Not to each other, but
no.
to women. But no, they love going out to dinner with other couples.
Oh, with other couples,
double
right.
Dates.
Yes.
Like double dates, yeah.
Yeah, so double dating. Mm-hmm. So, but I was always the odd man
You're
out.
The
so
third
they'd
wheel.
Be like, hey, we're going to grab dinner. I'm like, great, I'll grab my pantsuit and be right there. And then they'd be like, actually, it's just going to be the four of us. And you know, and I'd be like, well, if you change your mind... And then you would see them scribbling these things down.
So you would like inadvertently say these things. That would be, you were almost like their muse.
Yeah, to hear you say it out loud. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're the muse to Benny and Bjorn and Ani and Agnes, I think is her name. And they would just write down like, you know, if you change your mind, and then they would, mm-hmm. And then we would write a song.
And then, you know, then they would have these foursomes, and I would say, take a chance on me. And that's
how
I
first... actually wanted to be involved in this.
You're like outside in the hall.
Well, I didn't understand what was going on. I thought it was a silly game.
What's the silly game?
They ran a train on me, Jim.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But I turned it around, and soon I was driving that train. Yeah.
Different band.
Well, no. Oh. Though I was high on cocaine. It was the 70s.
Yeah. So you're a member of ABBA, which is a
Dabba.
Dabba, excuse me. Dave.
But gradually, yeah. You know, as there was like infighting and jealousy.
Right. I mean, because it's probably really hard for couples to work together, particularly two couples to work together that closely, and then have that third wheel outside mm-hmm. as well, who they're also sexually abusing.
I mean, now that I hear it out loud, yeah, it did seem...
I mean, I don't know how you want to describe it, but...
Gosh, to hear it in that context, it does, yeah. But slowly, then one day, you know, I show up to practice.
You showed up to practice.
Yeah. And they're like, they're calling the band Abdaba.
Abdaba?
And I was like, well, my name's first. And
Abdaba.
Yeah.
So that would have been
Abdaba. Right?
So you all of a sudden, Dabba became Abdaba. So your name, what in the middle?
Abdaba.
So it's Abdaba. Ani, Benny, Dave, Bjorn, Agnes.
Yeah, or it would be Agnes, Bjorn, whatever. Like, basically, right. No one loses in this scenario.
Right, right.
But
AB.
Me,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Abdaba.
Because you're stuck in the middle. You're stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
Another song. So
yeah. And
are you writing a song right now, or what's happening?
You can no, but you know. So I got in this big fight, and I was just like, "You can you can try." You know.
I have no.
I was just yelling at all of them.
No, I got it.
So I was like to Benny. I was like, "You can how's the line?
You can dance.
You can dance.
Yeah.
You can." Yeah.
Yeah.
Having the time of your life. Yeah, yeah. I said that to the other two. See that girl? Because Agnes was running out of the room. Watch that. And Bjorn went to do something.
Digging the dancing queen.
Yeah. That's exactly
that's
right.
That's how that song was written.
Basically was me throwing a shit fit. Yeah.
You know, it's funny when you say that, and I think about the like in my mind's eye.
It's kind of like a passive aggressive.
Yeah, it does feel a little angry. The song feels a little angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can dance. Yeah, yeah. You can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. You're having the time of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was like, ooh, yeah. See that? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That is amazing. So now. I'm afraid to ask. Did you get writing credit on it by any chance?
No. I mean, this is the first you're hearing of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, and there's, you know, they're all of it. Waterloo. And, you know, is there like, because...
Super Trooper.
Know,
what about
like,
Super Trooper?
Well, Waterloo was like, because I was like, that was kind of, I hear them going, Waterloo. And then they're like, and I was like, that's my idea. And they're like, well, why don't you get out of here? And I was like, couldn't escape if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like that sort of thing. And then they wrote that down.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I
bit of a stretch.
I don't want to, you know, send you back in that bad put to that bad place in your mind. But I mean, they're really abusing you.
Oh, it's horrible. Because then
mental, physical.
I come to practice another day. They're like, well, we changed the name of the band again.
Again.
It's called.
So I'm from Dabba to Abdaba.
Abada.
Abada.
That moved
me
last.
Like you're slowly getting pushed to the.
Oh
exit.
Yeah, the writing was on the wall.
Yeah.
At this point.
Like what? Like where?
Well, literally in our rehearsal
space.
Oh,
they would just.
They
what did they have
done,
like big magnetic sticker letters that they would move around?
I come in and they're like, oh, we changed the name to Abed, and then they were doing like a big logo, and they do the A, the B, the B, and the A, and they're like, and then they're like, you guys hungry? Let's get lunch. And
oh,
I was
no.
like, well,
oh, that's terrible.
Finish the logo, and they never. Yeah, they never.
Forgive me for laughing.
Why?
No, it's just, it's a nervous laughter about how they basically kicked you.
Yeah, by basically faking.
By taking the D out of it. They kicked you.
They made it be like aggressive. They're like, no, we're going to do it when we get back.
Right,
from
I'm just hungry.
Lunch.
Right.
We just want to go out for some snack or teasers real quick. Yeah.
What happened when they came back from lunch? Did you just wait there for them?
No, we went. We had some shareables. We had jalapeno poppers. We had. Curly fries. We had Cajun fries. We had curly Cajun fries. Then,
what happened?
Then that's when they let me know that my service is no longer needed.
I'm sorry, what?
No, I was not.
You were no longer in the band.
In the band.
How does ABBA fire you? I mean, what's that like?
They said you're not an ABBA. anymore.
That's the first you heard.
You're
ABBA.
Not.
That's
they said the first you're I not heard. An ABBA anymore.
Yeah. Now
like
at
ABBA,
the time,
ABBA didn't exist at that point.
Well, it just became ABBA. But I had seen the writing on the wall. I'd been working with another group called the BGDs.
So you're kind of in different bands, like kind of answering your various musical callings. This band can only do this kind of music. This band does this kind of music, and this is called what were they called?
The BGDs.
BGDs.
Well, now we know them as another thing, but there was the right. Brothers Gibb and Dave.
Brothers Gibb and Dave, the BGDs, the BGDs. What happened? I'm afraid to ask what happened there.
That's a story for another time.
It is.
I'm afraid.
But now, can I just... Because this is like now, I don't... How many have we done of these?
It's the 25th
one. This is the 25th one.
Really?
24th.
Makes me... I feel old.
What now, which one did... Which is the one where the animatronics came up another time?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I think the 20... The most recent one, I
we
think,
don't
was the 24th
we
one.
Don't want to break down the fourth wall.
No, we don't. Enough. But I will say this. This is a little breaking down the fourth wall. Of the 25 of these that we've done, when we talk about musical groups that you've been part of, the Eagles,
yeah.
Fleetwood Mac,
mm-hmm.
Abdaba.
Daba, I still think
Daba,
of
Daba, sure. You know what? Fuck them, right? Daba.
Oh, I have.
It doesn't end well for you, right? It never ends well for you. And I think, and I say this as a friend, but more as a critic, and that is maybe you need to look in the mirror and think, maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe
I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Yeah.
I'm asking him to change his pants.
You ever just look in the mirror and go, hey, what am I doing? Why is this always happening to me?
Yeah.
Did you ever think that?
I hadn't until now. Mm. I mean, that's a hard...
Again, I say it as a friend.
Do you have any theories?
No, I don't. But I'm just wondering, have you ever done that?
Well, now I think I may have to.
Right. I think you might want to do it. I think you might grow as a human being. I think maybe the next band you become a member of that becomes a multi-platinum, mega, mega hit band like the Eagles or Daba, they're not going to kick you out.
I guess I have to ask myself, what's the name of the game? I mean...
So how did it end? What happened? You just left?
Well, the story's not over.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you heard, but... ABBA, as they're more better known as, I guess, is reunited.
I did not hear that.
Without you?
That's what they think. But well, I have a surprise for them.
Oh, my goodness. What's that?
I'm in DABBA.
DABBA?
Yeah. No, they, yeah.
Wow.
We're recording.
This is like headline news right now. You're breaking news.
No, well, they have announced they're recording songs.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I have my... my part's ready. Take a chance.
So you're
take
just...
Take a chance.
You're just going to sing the old song?
Take a chance.
Are they coming out with new songs?
Take a chance. Yeah.
And you're going to...
Take a chance. Take a chance.
You're going to sing?
Yeah.
So they're going to write new ABBA songs.
Take a chance. Take a chance.
And you're just going to do
take
that?
Take a chance.
On every song?
Take a chance. Take a chance. In whatever key their songs are in.
I get it.
Take a chance. Take a chance.
Yeah, you're not just going to...
Take a chance.
Right.
Yeah.
I believe we have to wrap it up.
Similar thing happened with the BGDs, but I don't want to.
It's a different story, a different time.
I don't
want
to talk about it right now.
Any questions for Dave? Yes.
Yes. Yes. You mentioned that there were multiple St. Bernard rescue dogs. I didn't know if you knew anything more about what happened to them.
That's a good question. There were multiple St. Bernard rescue dogs.
Yeah.
Do you have any information as to what happened to them?
They were sent to a home for wayward St. Bernards.
What do you mean wayward? Aren't they trained to be like... I mean, they have a purpose. They're not wayward.
these ones, they were dipping into the Goldschlager. Yeah.
So trained as life-saving animals,
but taking little nips.
Then became alcoholics. Kind of ended up down on the Bowery, kind of thing.
Basically,
paying like $5 a night hotel.
Yeah,
room.
Yeah. The last I saw, they were gathered around at one of those oil
with
drums,
a fire.
Yeah. Yeah,
cooking hot dogs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sad when that happens.
Are nachos considered shareables, or is that too gauche? Question.
I think nachos are a shareable. Yeah.
Well, you can get an individual size nacho.
Only at a sporting event, or I think you're talking. Yeah, no, I think generally nachos, I think, is a sharing food.
Right. Well, yeah, I think that's the ending point, because you and I are going to get some nachos.
I would love to get nachos. Yeah. Yeah. Look at him, right back to texting. Right back. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.